December 25th, 1900. The birth of Jesus. As I was in my usual state, I felt I was outside of myself. And after wandering around, I found myself inside a cave. And I saw the Queen Mama in the act of giving birth to little baby Jesus. What a stupendous prodigy! It seemed to me that both mother and son were transmuted into most pure light. But in that light, one could see very well the human nature of Jesus, containing the divinity within itself, and serving as a veil to cover the divinity, in such a way that, tearing the veil of the human nature, he was God, while covered with that veil, he was man. Here is the prodigy of prodigies, God and man, man and God, without leaving the Father and the Holy Spirit, because true love never separates. He comes to dwell in our midst, taking on human flesh. Now, it seemed to me that mother and son, in that most happy instant, remained as though spiritualized, and without the slightest difficulty, Jesus came out of the maternal womb, while both of them overflowed with excess of love. In other words, those most pure bodies were transformed into light, and without the slightest impediment, light Jesus came out of the light of the mother, while both one and the other remained whole and intact, returning then to their natural state. But who can tell the beauty of the little baby who, at the moment of his birth, transfused also externally the rays of the divinity? Who can tell the beauty of the mother who remained all absorbed in those divine rays? And Saint Joseph? It seemed to me that he was not present in the act of the birth, but remained in another corner of the cave, all engrossed in that profound mystery. And if he did not see with the eyes of the body, he saw very well with the eyes of the soul, because he remained enraptured in sublime ecstasy. Now, in the act in which the little baby came out to the light, I would have wanted to fly and take him in my arms, but the angels prevented me, telling me that the honor of holding him first belonged to the mother. Then the Most Holy Virgin, as though stirred, returned into herself, and from the hands of an angel received her son into her arms. In her ardor of love, she squeezed him so tightly that it seemed that she wanted to enclose him into her womb again. Then, wanting to give vent to her ardent love, she placed him at her breast to suckle. In the meantime, I was there completely annihilated, waiting to be called so as not to be scolded again by the angels. Then the queen said to me, "Come, come and take your beloved, and you too, enjoy him. Pour out your love with him." As she was saying this, I drew near Mama, and she gave him to me, into my arms. Who can say my contentment, the kisses, the squeezes, the tendernesses? After I poured myself out a little, I said to him, "My beloved, you have suckled the milk of our Mama. Share it with me." And he, all condescending, poured part of that milk from his mouth into mine, and then he told me, "My beloved, I was conceived united to suffering. I was born to suffering, and I died in suffering. And with the three nails with which they crucified me, I nailed the three powers, intellect, memory, and will, of those souls who yearn to love me, keeping them all drawn to myself, because sin had rendered them infirm and dispersed from their Creator, without any restraint. As he was saying this, he gazed at the world and began to cry over its miseries. On seeing him cry, I said, "Lovable baby, do not sadden with your tears a night so happy for one who loves you. Instead of pouring ourselves out in crying, let us pour ourselves out in singing." And as I said this, I began to sing. Jesus was amused at hearing me sing, and he stopped crying. And completing my verse, he sang his own, with a voice so powerful and harmonious that all other voices disappeared at the sound of his most sweet voice. After this, I prayed to baby Jesus for my confessor, for those who belong to me, and lastly, for everyone. And he seemed all condescending. At that moment, he disappeared from me, and I returned into myself.